The Southern Rock Movement.
Yeah.
Our band, the Ozone Ramblers, man, we played all your stuff. I used to do, I used to open shows with Cumberland Mountain Number 9.
Yeah, Tommy Crane wrote that.
Remember that?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I used to open, we used to open our shows with it, man. We played all anything that you had out. We would try to cover the songs on your albums that nobody else was playing. You know, the ones that weren't the huge.
Yeah.
Those were
the best ones.
Well, our rules were always every singer picked what they wanted to sing, and then we put it in front of the people. We didn't veto it as a band.
Yeah.
We let the people decide what was going to stay on the show list, right? But we were playing five shows a night, six nights a week, and then all the urban cowboy and the honky tonks and the dance halls.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I have never done a show, I don't think, in 20 years, we don't play a Charlie Daniels Band song. I'm serious, but the Southern Rock Movement, when I think of the Southern Rock Movement, man, there's three bands that automatically, if I have to say, you know, who are the top three, and it's the Charlie Daniels Band, the Marshall Tucker Band, and the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band. And, of course, the Allman Brothers Band, with the double, that whole signature double guitar thing that they did with the two.
Double drummers, yeah.
Right, double drummers, double guitars. And not to disrespect them at all, because I should have said top four. But, I mean, to me, any one of them could be number one. I mean, and there's a whole lot more bands I know, but I know those were like, we always thought of y'all, as an Iowa boy, playing music and out there, you know, that y'all were, when we thought of Southern Rock, man, those are the bands, and they were the ones.
Well, eight bands. Now, there's an encyclopedia that was put out by the University of North Carolina, and it has a whole section on Southern Rock, and when you look at that section, there's only eight bands. There was the Allman Brothers, which were the daddy, granddaddy of them all. The Allman Brothers. There was the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band, Marshall Tucker Band, the Charlie Daniels Band, Wet Willie, the Outlaws, Grinder Switch, and Atlanta Rhythm Section were the bands.
Right.
And those are the guys that made, I mean, there were more bands than that, but those are the bands that really made a dent. And, you know, there was other bands, like they say, Molly Hatchet. Well, Molly Hatchet was like second generation.
Right.
There was Black Oak Arkansas. They never quite fit in. They were kind of too rock and roll for the Southern Rock.
Well, we had Jim Dandy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was like, you know, but that was the eight bands. We did a lot of touring with them.
Did a couple of shows with Jim Dandy, too.
Funny thing about Jim Dandy is that he used to always wear white
leather.
And he always had some chewing tobacco in his mouth. And he'd be singing, and you'd see it's come down on his white tunic thing here, man. These little brown stuff. So he had to quit. Management said, stop.
I think that's why he played that washboard, man, was to cover that. So he could still
cover that. Yeah, exactly. Cover that up.
So the Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. And, you did shows with them?
A lot of we did shows with them. We played a place, Bronson, Roslyn, Long Island. It was called My Father's Place.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, it was a circuit that all the rock bands, before we had categories.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, before we just played
music. Before MP3.com.
Right. We played music. So we would play this circuit, like all the other bands, Commander Cody.
How about New Riders of the Purple Sage?
New Riders of the Purple Sage. I'm trying to think.
Did you ever work with Mason Prophet?
Mason Prophet. Yeah, we played with
the
Professor Theodore, the Holy Modal Rounders.
That's a new one.
And it goes on and on. But we played a lot of shows with these guys, not with them actually, but in the same place.
Right.
Like we would play one night, then the new riders would come in and play the next night. But we all played the same places.
Right.
And the best shows, I think, that ones I really enjoyed and I thought people really got their money was like when we toured with War, Savoy Brown, and the Charlie Daniels Band. That's like, I mean, you know, War was like a ghetto band, militant ghetto band. And Savoy Brown was like an English rock band. And I don't know what the hell we were. But we fit. It was such a nice thing because the audience got to see a lot of different music.
Right.
Nowadays, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because you can't have that much diversity on a show.
Right.
I'm not sure where that came from.
I'm not either.
You know what I'm saying? But it would really be, you know, even on country shows. I think even now, country shows ought to have new, old, and in between.
Right.
To give people the money's worth.
I don't believe that the Southern Rock movement has gotten enough play yet. I'm sure it will, as far as what that meant to American music and its exposure all over the world. Because I've been in, if you go to Europe, if you go to Mexico, I've toured 18 countries, anywhere I've ever went, and they see the fiddle, You know, you're going to get it. You're going to get Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You, as soon as you bring out and do that double leads, you're going to get the Allman Brothers, the Southern Rock, yeah, immediately. Yeah.
Well, you know what? In France right now, as we speak, and this is very strange, in it's great, I think, in France and in Germany and a lot of Europe, Southern Rock is so big, they have festivals like 30 or 40,000 people to come to hear Southern Rock. Dickie Betts goes over there, and we haven't gone over to do any of these things, but there's a whole European market with guys that look like they're from Mississippi and Georgia, and they speak French and German, and they play Southern Rock music. And it's very, very big. I ship to France all the time because they love it over there. You know?
So if someone wanted to buy your new records, the two new records you have, where would they go?
Well, you could go to charliedaniels.com. And you go into the record section where you see the records that it is sold on that site. And you can buy Shake Rag, or you can buy Midnight Savannah, the other one. Or you can go, write me at Taz DiGregorio, DiGregorio.
Thank you.
At Post Office Box 38, Burns, BURNS, Tennessee, 37029.
Awesome. That's fantastic.